Praise the Lord. Did a great job. Amen. You know, this is one of the most important days of the year. Hallelujah. As we celebrate the resurrection of Christ, he came at, you know, we celebrate his birth at Christmas time, and we're so glad that he came. Isn't that right? But you know, at Easter, we celebrate the fact that he came and did what he set out to do. And so Easter gives Christmas great meaning. And so we're just so glad for the resurrection day of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we're excited about what he has done. And let me just tell you this, that if you did not hear Pastor Hagin's message this morning, I would encourage you to get that message, because it talks about the about whether Jesus is really alive. And he went through the many witnesses that prove that he is. And you say, well, I know that he is. But listen, that message will solidify your faith in his resurrection. And it will help you tremendously. And so I want to encourage you to get that. And so, but I am so glad for the privilege of being here tonight to share the word of God with you. I'm going to obey God. I did not bring you in a very specific sense an Easter message. We already had that this morning. I'm not in competition. I can't do better. I'm telling you, if you don't get that message, if you don't get that, then you know, maybe we need to have you on the prayer list or something. But I'm just telling you, listen, get that message, Easter message there, and that'll help you tremendously. What I want to share tonight is something that God put on my heart that I really questioned whether the Lord really wanted me to do this when I first heard it, but then it began to grow and become solid inside of me. And so I'm going to talk to you tonight about the importance of hearing the word. I know you know that. You say, I know, I could sense the, you know, kind of thing, you know, oh. And some of you need to reach down into your shoes and pick up your expectation and bring it back up. Because I want to share some things with you that will help you to receive from God. That will help you get through some difficulties, help you to explain why some of the things have been happening in your life. And so we want to look at this a little bit about the importance of hearing the word. It was hearing the word that got you into Christianity. Somewhere you heard something that caused you to have faith in God, caused you to be willing to give your life to Jesus Christ. And so Jesus emphasized many times the importance of hearing, the value of hearing, and being careful what you hear in Matthew chapter 11 and verse 15, and as well as in numerous other places in the Gospels. He said this, let he who has ears to hear, let him hear. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. I remember as a boy, we would read that in Sunday school, and we'd look at each other and say, you got ears? You got ears? You know, and we didn't understand what Jesus was trying to say. We're thinking to ourselves, of course we got ears. You know, of course we can hear. But the thing of the matter, the thing is that we're not really talking about whether you've got a physical ear attached to your head, but whether you're actually using the hearing ability that God has given you, both in the natural and spiritually. And that will enable you to have some things. Jesus also told each of the seven churches in the book of Revelation this. He said it like this in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 7. He said, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Now, I've met people that are Christians, but they don't hear very good. Meaning they don't understand. They don't know the value of hearing. They don't realize that they need to get spiritually tuned in. And so things happen around them and they don't understand. And you know, sometimes those kind of people, they blame God. for their problems. But I want to tell you something. Listen to me. Let him who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. How many of you know that Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, would like to tell you some things, help you with some things, share some things with you so that you can be the person that God wants you to be everything that God wants you to be, and he will speak, and the question is whether we will listen to him. Now we're gonna get through here a lot faster tonight if we get a little more amens than that, because if I don't get amens, I'm just gonna have to go back over it, because that means you hadn't got it yet. So the more noise I hear, I know it's Easter evening, all right, and I know how many of you had a good dinner or lunch today. You just had a. How many of you just feasted out in celebration of the King, or for some reason anyway? Isn't that right? But let me just tell you this. Stir yourself a little bit. I want you to hear what we're saying tonight. I believe that I do have a word from God for you tonight. The importance of hearing the word. Let me illustrate that just a little bit by looking at the commentary that Jesus spoke concerning Israel. In Matthew chapter 13, verse 14, I'll read down through verse 17. He said this, "And in them," talking about Israel, "the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled, which says, 'Hearing you will hear and shall not understand, seeing you will see and not perceive. For the hearts of this people have grown dull.'" Everybody say, "grown dull." "Their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn, so that I should heal them." You ever met somebody that you would just sense that is spiritually dull, as is spoken of here? Jesus said that about Israel at that time. It wasn't something that was, they weren't designed that way, but they grew dull. There was a process that happened of deciding not to hear what God had to say on a repeated basis. And every time they decided not to listen to what God had to say, they became a little more desensitized, a little more dull to the voice of God. And so we need to realize the effect that it can have on you. It goes on in verse 16, "But blessed are your eyes to see and your ears that they hear. For assuredly I say to you that many prophets and righteous men desired to see what you see and did not see it, and to hear what you hear and did not hear it." And I want to tell you tonight that we're a most blessed generation. There's more revelation of God flowing in the earth now than it's ever been. We're not talking about beyond the scriptures. I'm talking about illumination and revelation of the scriptures. Understanding of the scriptures is at the highest level that it's ever been. And so we have to realize that there were people of old that even if they listened, they still weren't in the blessed position that we are right now. You see, we have a great privilege, and that is we've got the Word of God. We can listen to it. We can hear the Word. And sometimes because of the readily available Word that we have, that sometimes we let it lay too easily. We lay it down too quickly, and we think too quickly. I've heard that. I've already heard that. And so what happens is that as I've told in one of my classes, I think it was this week, that any time the devil talk or any time the thought comes that not to read your word, you know the devil's working on you. You know the devil's working on you. If the thought comes, you don't need to read the word. See? But you see, it's important that you and I hear the word, read the word, and that we not only do it once, but we continually do it. So by these scriptures and many others, we can see it's important for us to hear the word. And so we need to take heed, make sure that we do listen carefully to the word. Jesus said this in Mark chapter 4, verse 24 and 25. He said this. He said to them, "Take heed what you hear." Say it with me. Take heed what you hear. In other words, he's saying, in other words, the content of what you're listening to is very important. Isn't that right?
That's right.
And so he said, "For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured to you, and to you who hear, more will be given." Amen. Notice that. To you who hear, more will be given. I don't know about you, but I've had some, and I've had more, and I like more better. Don't you like more better?
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
And so I can do with a few if I need to. It's not a crisis, but more is better. More is a better life. Isn't that right?
Amen.
And so then he goes on and says in verse 25, "For whoever has, to him more will be given. Whoever does not have, even when he has, will be taken away. Even what he has will be taken away from him." Now I want to look at verse 25 and understand that Jesus is talking about take heed what you hear. And so verse 25, you could read it this way: "For whoever has heard more, to him will more be given. But whoever does not have or hasn't heard, even what he has will be taken away from him." The thing that happens when we decide that we're not going to listen to the word is this: without realizing it, unconsciously, we're letting go of what we had already gotten. And it slips away, and it causes us to drift into the best way I know how to describe it is some kind of spiritual sleep, in some sense of the word, where we're not conscious of spiritual activity. And so then the enemy comes and robs us, just like Samson was asleep, and they came and cut his hair. And sometimes what happens is something happens in our life, and because we haven't been hearing the word like we could have been or should have been, we wake up to the crisis that we have or the circumstances we have, and we find that somebody cut our hair. Somebody cut off what we had. Even that which you have will be taken away from you. In other words, you don't have the ability to operate in it anymore. Okay? And so I'm not trying to get real heavy with you here tonight. I'm just trying to stir you up and encourage you tonight. Keep hearing and listening to the word. Don't let the devil talk you out of opening your Bible.
Amen?
The word "hear," when he said, "Take heed what you hear," the word "hear" right there in the Greek, it is written in the present indicative sense, which means that it is currently happening. You're currently listening to the word. Now, you're here tonight, and so certainly you're listening to the word. But you might know somebody that needs to hear this, and you might let them know about it. That they need to hear the word. But see, that's not all that Jesus had to say about this. So people need to know that when they don't hear the word, they get ripped off by the devil. And most of the time, people who aren't hearing the word get ripped off by the devil, and they don't even know it. But they just think it's some kind of natural problem. And so we see that it does matter what we listen to. I met Christians that think they can listen to any kind of music they want to. They can listen to talk radio all day long. Don't get quiet on me right now. Just look at your neighbor and say, I know what he's talking about. I know what he's talking about. Yeah, yeah, I know somebody like that. Do you understand what I mean? Now listen to me. What you hear will determine what you'll be able to do. See, the value of hearing is that it determines what you're able to do. You see what I'm saying? Because God intended for your hearing to translate into some type of action. And if you're listening to the wrong thing, guess what you're going to do? You're going to do the wrong thing. If I have a problem in an area, a certain area, guess what I do? I don't go back and just beat myself over the head for having done that. Here's what I do. I go back and start checking up on what I've been listening, what I've been watching, what I've been bringing in to myself. Because the input determines the output. Amen. Isn't this good? Aren't you glad you came tonight? And so when I understand this, that means it's possible for me to get beyond the problems I'm facing right now. And so hearing some things can rob you of your faith, but hearing other things can build your faith. I've worked too hard for the faith I got to let some kind of, some kind of sad doubt and unbelief commentary by somebody else somewhere that I don't even know who it is, rob me of what I've already got. Isn't that right? How many of you fought hard for the faith you got? I mean, you've worked at it. You've listened to the word. You've opened the word. You've fought some battles. How many of you fought some battles already? You got a few scars where, blessed be God. You know, in the world, they think scars are kind of ugly. But I want to tell you something. In the kingdom of God, I'm convinced that scars are medals. Fought a few battles. Got a scar here. And I'm going to tell you something. Listen to me. Don't ever despise the fact that you say, Brother Yoder, I got through it, but I'm just scarred. I think that's, in one sense, is a positive if you've been following God. I got the medal. I won. Just see this scar right here? That tells me, I want you to know, that's telling people I won. I'm still here. I'm not a novice anymore. I'm not a beginner. I've fought a few battles. And so we need to realize that. I got a whole message just on called scars. Sometime when the Lord helps me and wants me to, I'll bring it. But it's a really huge insight just on the value of having gone through battles Don't look down on the scars that you have. Amen. So we want you to hear carefully what it is. Be discerning about what you listen to. There's some things, I'll just tell you what. When I hear it, I'm hitting the. You know what I'm saying? Those, I'll be watching television and then they got these commercials for prescriptions, and then they got all the, oh my goodness, they got all these side effects and everything. Man, I'm going to tell you something. I don't listen to that junk. I hit the mute button. Let me tell you something. I don't just, it's just a commercial. No, I'm going to tell you something. And notice they don't play it one time. They just do it all the time. I'm telling you, every 10 minutes there's a commercial comes. They want you to get into your mind, and they want you to think you got to have that. And it doesn't matter if it makes you drive over a cliff, and go into, do all kinds of things for side effects. But you need this. No, I'm telling you. Now listen to me. So you're hearing. Now listen to me. Turn to Proverbs 18:13. I want you to see something else. And that this is something that I think is very pertinent to our society today. And that is that we need to make sure that we hear the whole matter before we decide what is right and what's not. In Proverbs 18:13, it says, "He who answers a matter before he hears it, it is folly and shame to him." I like to look at it this way. It will lead you to folly and shame. It'll make you look foolish. It'll make you act in a way that's shameful, in the sense that you thought you had the whole picture. How many of you ever thought you heard somebody say something, a commentary somewhere, and then you made some statements, and then you found out the rest of the story? Anybody been there besides me? And I want to tell you something, and that is this. Then I felt ashamed. I felt like a fool because I bought into something without understanding the whole thing. So we got to be careful what we listen, how we listen. Just because you get a news report a certain day doesn't mean that your commentary is necessary until you know the whole matter. Don't get quiet on me right now. Happens all the time. The truth of the matter is, we don't really know what's really happened in a lot of cases. In other words, we don't even really understand everything that's going on in the world. But I do know this, that I'm going to stand on the Word of God. I'm going to keep listening to the Word of God. I'm not sure about the 6 o'clock news or the online news, but I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to keep listening to the good news, because no matter what the online news says, I've got the good news that's holding me up, sustaining me and strengthening me for everything that might be happening in the world. I don't have too much commentary about this online news or the evening news or something like that. But I will tell you about the Word, about the good news that God put in a book called the Bible. Amen? And so we need to recognize the need for hearing the right things. Luke chapter 8 verse 18 gives us another insight on hearing the Word. And this is how Jesus said it there in Luke 8:18. He said, "Therefore take heed how," everybody say how, "you hear." In Mark chapter 4, he said, "Take heed what you hear." But here he says, "Take heed how," everybody say how, "how you hear. For whoever has, to him more will be given. To whoever does not have, even what he seems to have will be taken from him." And again, this is not talking about something that just happens one time. It's this continuous, repeated action that's where somebody continually listens to something and continually does something a certain way. And so it is important. Let me say it to you this way. That casually listening to the Word of God is really not going to get you what you need. Casually listening to the Word is not going to get you what you need. Why? Because we're not being careful how we hear. You know, you could listen and then you could really pay attention, or you could be doing a lot of other things. You can say, "Well, bless God, you know, I'm multitasking, you know." That's okay, but you know, some things are so important that you shouldn't multitask. Isn't that right? And so we need to recognize the need to carefully hear the Word of God. How you hear the Word will determine what happens inside of you. You got to listen carefully. You know, sometimes, even in the natural, there's lots of times when you got to listen carefully to what's being said. Because some people, you ever been in a situation where one person said something and you heard it and you thought that person meant it one way, you heard it and thought it meant it another way, and then a misunderstanding came. Heard the story of a man that wanted to buy a mule. And so he found this Native American that had a mule. And he said, "I want to buy your mule." And the Native American shook his head and he said, "Nah, he no look good." The man insisted. He said, that mule. I'll buy that mule. Finally, the Native American sold it to him. Took the mule home, and he found out the mule was blind as a bat. He took the mule back to the Native American and said, look, you sold me a blind mule. Native American shrugged his shoulder and said, I told you he no look good. He meant one way, and the man thought it was another way. I've never seen a mule that was pretty. You know what I'm saying? All right, some of you wondering, okay, I'm going to help you a little bit there. And so sometimes people can't hear. They got hearing problems, and so sometimes people, they get a hearing aid to hopefully to help improve their hearing. And I sympathize with people. My dad is 90 years old, and if I'm talking to him on the phone, he can hear well. If he's in a room full of people, good luck on it. You know, because too many sounds coming in just gets distorted. And so it affects how he hears. And so people sometimes have hearing problems in the natural. But I want to tell you that Jesus is encouraging us to be careful how we hear. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 20 tells us this. My son, give attention to my word. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. Now, we do have some military people in here, and if your superior came in, Brother Steve, and you just said, how you doing? What would have happened? Not good, right? Not good. Because you didn't give attention where attention was needed. Isn't that right? Yes, sir. And I want to tell you, sometimes we can't take a how you doing attitude towards the word. Well, there's the word. And we don't put our full attention on that. Isn't that right? How many of you have ever been tempted in that area? At least tempted. I didn't ask if you yielded to it. You know what I'm saying? We're busy doing other things and we want to hear the word, but we don't really give our full attention to it and make sure we hear. And so, what happens? What happens when we don't give attention to the word like we need to? We give up the life we could have. We don't have the health we could have. Don't get quiet on me right now. See, we give up so much when we don't listen, when we don't hear carefully the word of God. Now turn with me to Mark chapter 4. And I know I won't probably get through this, but I've got more notes than I could possibly cover. I can at least go one more session, probably two, just talking about this subject right here, just on the importance of hearing and showing you in the scripture that listening to the word will get you into a position to get what you need. Just over and over and over in scripture. Mark chapter 4, verse 14, and begin reading the interpretation of the parable of the sower. And it's talking about, in the interpretation, how different people hear the word. He says, the sower sows the word, and these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan comes immediately and takes away the word that was sown in their hearts. See, now that's the first kind of people. This is referring to those people, those like the seed on the wayside. Those are like people that have heard. In the King James, it says that those who have heard. Notice what it says there, have heard. How many of you have heard something? Does that mean you're currently hearing it, or does that mean you heard it at some time? You heard it at some time, but that doesn't mean you're hearing it now. Right? I have heard that. Somebody tells you something, I have heard that. You know what I'm saying? And so what happens, I mean, in this particular verse, it is referring specifically to people in the Greek sense of the word that's here, right there. It refers to a simple, undefined action as opposed to continuous repeated action. What that means is this, that somebody took a simple action and it wasn't really something that they really consciously knew what they were doing. It just happened. And they got something. And I'm not saying you can't get something like that, but guess what happens after that? It says there, Satan comes immediately and takes away the word that was sown in their hearts. When I didn't know about this, I used to read that. It would make me uncomfortable, the idea that the devil could reach into my heart and rip the word out. I thought, I didn't like that idea. How come? Well, it really isn't that way. It's because people actually don't continue in the word. They heard it, they acted on it. They heard it, they acted on it, didn't continue in the word, and that means that they willingly let the devil have it. Meaning, well, unconsciously let the devil have it when he came to take it. Unconsciously is a better word rather than willing. In other words, they weren't even aware that the enemy came in and stole. How many of you have seen Christians, listen to this, how many of you have seen a Christian that received from God and in just a short time they had the same problem again? Because you got to keep hearing the word continuously, repeatedly. Because if you don't continuously, repeatedly hear the word, the enemy can rob you and you don't even know it. You just think it's some kind of problem you got. Don't get quiet on me right now. You know what I'm saying? And then he says here in verse 16, these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who when they heard the word immediately received it with gladness, and having no root in themselves, and so endure for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. So this right here, those like the seed on the stony ground, those again, it says, those when they have heard. In other words, they did hear. And they might have even continued. It's the same sense of the word in the Greek. It's a simple, undefined action as opposed to a repeated, continuous action. And what it means, what it indicates there is they kept on for a certain amount of time and they were excited. How many of you ever seen a Christian excited about the word and everything? But when afflictions and persecution came, when things became difficult, they let go. They quit. The enemy knows that some people, he comes, he'll check everybody out when they hear the word, and he'll come to see who's going to continue in that word, and if they don't, he can take the word that they heard and cause them to not be in a position to act on it. But if he can't do that, what does he do? He looks for people then who are in the word, they're excited. Then what he does, he doesn't just come to steal the word from them. What he does is he sends you some problems, afflictions. He sends somebody around to treat you bad, get you offended, get you out of faith, he's got to get the excitement out of you. You know, I've seen Christians that plummet from excitement to despair in amazing fast time because they quit. They're not into the word continuously. They're not hearing. The devil knows that he can stop a lot of Christians by sending them trouble. Might want to shake yourself a little bit and look at your neighbor and say, not me. That's a good time to be testifying right now. Not me. Say it by faith. Not me. Amen. And so we see, can you see why the enemy can come and he can cause problems in people's lives? Because it goes back to how they're listening to the word. When they're not listening continuously to the word, what happens? They're not sharp spiritually. They unconsciously start giving up what it is that they had originally gotten from God. Let's go on. Those like the seed and thorny ground in verse 18 and 19, these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and the lust of other things entering in choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. And so we have people that continue in the word. And so forth, and they get the word working to some degree in their life. But now here's what happens: Satan checks them out. He can't directly steal the word because they keep listening to the word, right? And then he sends them problems, afflictions, persecutions. Somebody does them wrong. They refuse to sing the somebody done me wrong song. You know, they don't get offended. They just keep right on going. So he comes up with another plan. Now listen to this. If he can't keep you from the things, from the blessings of God, guess what he does? He tries to then overload you with good things to draw your attention away from the word. I can't tell you how many people that got their problems straightened out by going to the word, and the good things started flowing in their life, and they let go of the word that got them those things in the first place. And what happens is that the operation of the word working in their life gets choked. Stopped. It doesn't work anymore. And all of a sudden, the word is not fruitful anymore in their life because too many other things are in there. As a farmer growing up, on the farm, we knew that if we didn't keep the weeds down, it affected the yield of the crops. Isn't that right? Because other plants will choke out the plant you want. See, that's exactly what the enemy does. He'll overload you if he can't keep it from you. And so you got to be smart. When the blessings start flowing, keep yourself in the word. Keep listening to the word. Let me tell you something. You have not arrived until you cross the enter into the gates of pearl, into a place called heaven. We have not arrived until then. So don't let the enemy cause you to look around after you had some really good blessings flow in your way and you sit back and you say, I've got it made. That's exactly what the enemy wants you to do. He wants you to sit back and think, I got it made. And I'm going to tell you something. No, my friend, be attentive to the word. Keep hearing the word. Keep hearing the word. Don't just do it for a little while. Don't just do it when trouble comes. Keep hearing the word even after the blessings come. Do you understand what I mean? Why? Because it keeps the enemy at bay. It puts you in a position to do the right things. And we're getting close to running out of time. So I'm going to probably have to pick this up next time. But really, hearing the word keeps you doing the right things and keeps the enemy on the run. Let's go on to verse 20. And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word and receive it, and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. So we have to understand here the Greek sense of this word here, right here, it means this, that it asserts that it is happening even at this moment. Who was the guy that used to say, even as we speak? Somebody, I think it was a weatherman or something, used to, even as we speak, there's certain things happening. Well, whenever I find you or whenever you find me, we ought to be currently listening to the word. I don't mean right in the word and somebody look, you can walk up to somebody and they're busy in their Bible. No, I'm talking about, have you heard the word today? You understand what I mean? Have you listened to the word? Have you carefully heeded the word today? Or did you run out the window and glance at the scripture you had on the refrigerator? You see, a casual reading of the word is not going to get you what you need. You see what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. And that's what verse 20 is talking about, being faithfully in the word, continuously in the word, being a faithful, attentive hearer of the word. And so why would it be able to do that? Well, it puts you in a position to receive, because it says here in verse 20, such as hear the word and receive it. In other words, evidently, hearing positions you to receive. Can you see that? Hearing comes before receiving. You could have a whole, I could have a whole message just on that, just to let you see, just scriptures out of the Bible that shows you that hearing is necessary before receiving. And so many times we have people that are interested only in receiving. They're just waiting for you to stop talking. They're not interested in what you got to say because they're busy wanting to receive something. And the truth of the matter is, the hearing of the word enables them to receive, and enables them to keep what it is that God wants to give them. And so James chapter 1 verse 22 through 25 tells us this. But be doers of the word and not hearers only. But let me just say this. You should be a hearer, isn't that right?
That's right.
It doesn't mean a hearer or a doer. It doesn't choose. It means both. You should be both, right?
Right.
Both a hearer and a doer. Be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. That the idea there is this, that if you hear but you don't act on it, you don't allow it to have its way in your life, you end up deceiving yourself with mere head knowledge and nothing that you really need from God. It's just head knowledge. It's just knowledge you got in your head. And we deceive ourselves by knowledge, having knowledge, but not acting on it. I know all of you know this. You all know this. But I'm reminding you. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like a man observing his natural face in the mirror, for he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. How many of us have ever gone and stood in front of a mirror, did something to help make ourselves look good and everything? We took about 3, 4, 5 steps away and turned around and looked again, to make sure, because we couldn't remember how it was that it looked, what we've done. Isn't that right? We've all done it. A person who doesn't continually read the word is like a person who looks in the mirror, sees themselves, turns away, and then doesn't remember what they saw. That's what a person who just hears the word and doesn't do anything else with it. In other words, let me just say this. You could celebrate Jesus' resurrection this morning, and it's a tremendous time. But then if we don't do anything tomorrow in the light of that, if we don't start lining our feet up with the knowledge of his resurrection, if we don't start, if we find out Jesus is alive and he did that so that we could have a life. And we start on Monday or Tuesday, we start living a life oblivious of what we learned on Sunday. Then we're deceiving ourselves. We're like people who look in the mirror and then walk away and forget what we saw. And so we end up with less than what we could have had. Verse 25, but he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it and is not a forgetful hearer but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. In other words, I'm going to quit right here. If I get into the next section, we'll be here for another hour, and I'm not sure that everybody will be pleased with that. And so we'll try to let you out while you're in a favorable mood to hear the word. But you understand, now listen to me. It's the person who hears attentively, continuously and repeatedly, and then endeavors to walk in the light of it, endeavors to reach out and receive. Now, you do know that the word receive in the Bible is never a passive word. It is not a passive word. It is an action word. It means to take. It means to reach out. It means to hold, grab hold of something. It's not folding your arms and sitting on the couch and waiting for God to do something. That's not receiving. Receiving is taking hold. Based on the knowledge that you got when you heard the word, you now step out and you start receiving, taking hold, grabbing hold, reaching forth to that which God has spoken in his word that you could have. I can take a promise of God's word. I can listen to it till the day I die. And if I don't do anything with it, it's not going to work in my life. The flip side of that is this, that the more I hear it, the more pressure is on me to do it. Do you understand what I mean? Because hearing will position me to do something. It positions me for it. The more I hear it, the more inclined I become to act on it. That's why I got to keep hearing it. 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 Keep hearing the word. Keep hearing the word. I'm building up pressure on the inside. I'm building up an inclination inside of me to start step out and do what it says. Hallelujah. Amen. I might have tripped up a number of times, but I keep hearing the word, and one of these days that foot's going to go in the right direction, and I'm not going to go the direction I used to go. I'm going to go in the right direction. Why? And I'm going to tell you something. It's because I kept fueling the desire on the inside, and I'm fueling the ability to walk by and influencing my inclination to walk by the hearing of the word. And so I see people that maybe they take a misstep, or I look in the mirror and say, Marvin, that was not a step in the right direction. And I'd have to say, don't give up on me now. I'm still listening to the word. I'm still listening to the word. I'm currently listening to the word, and I'm going to get it right. I'm going to walk in a new way. I'm going to walk in an elevated life. I'm going to step up to the life God has for me. I know it's possible and it's probable, and I have the potential for it. And if I keep hearing the word, there'll be such pressure on the inside. Something big grows on the inside. The revelation grows on the inside until something reaches out and grabs hold of my foot and moves it in one direction, grabs hold of the other foot, moves in another direction, and it keeps me moving in the right direction. But I got to keep in the word. And so I want to tell you, I've just had this on my heart to tell you tonight. it's important that you hear the word. Would you stand to your feet? I'm not promising you that I'll talk more on this. I don't know. I know I could in another session, but I'm going to do, you know, just whatever the Lord leads on that. But I want to tell you, when you start looking at the hearing of the word, I'm going to tell you this. And I'm going to say, I just heard this on the inside. Don't think that hearing the word is all you need to do. But when you hear the word, then be ready to act on it. Be ready to do that which you have heard, and then you'll be able to walk in blessings untold or unseen heretofore. So keep hearing the word, and then you'll be able to do hearing and doing, and then you'll be able to be glad that you can receive what it is that the Lord has for you. Hallelujah. That's just a little something inside in my heart that the Holy Spirit just quickened to me. And I want to just encourage you with that tonight. Would you lift your hands, those of you that would want to, and let's make a commitment to hearing the word continuously. I know most of you in this room would be that way because you wouldn't be here otherwise on a Easter Eve. But you know, some of you might be needing to make a recommitment. And those of you, even if things are going good, I think it's good to make a commitment, recommitment before we need it. Those of you that are watching online, I'm going to encourage you, wherever you are right now, to make a commitment or a recommit yourselves to continually hearing the Word of God, continually listening to the promise of God, continually weeding out the things that would hinder the Word working in your life, and so that you're in a position to act and do what God wants you to do. And walk in a blessed life. Father, we thank you now for those who would lift their hands in this room and those that are watching online and otherwise. And we thank you, Father, that you look upon us and you notice the commitment that we're making to read your word, to hear your word, to give attention to your word. And we thank you for it now, that you are answering that commitment. And that Holy Spirit, that you're working in our hearts and drawing us ever closer to the Father and to opening our eyes so that we can see the revelation and understand that none of us would be dull of hearing, that none of us would be blind to the truth, but Holy Spirit, that we would have the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of God. And that the eyes of our understanding would be enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of our calling in Christ, that we may know what is the riches of the glory of your inheritance in us who are saints, and that we may know what it is, the exceeding greatness of your power that works in us who believe, even according to the working of your mighty power, which you worked in Christ when you raised him from the dead. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, that power is working in our lives, released into our lives as we commit to hear your word. And as we continually hear your word, Father, we thank you that resurrection power is working mightily in us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. If you're here tonight and you have a prayer need of any kind, we have prayer teams that are going to be here, the ladies over here and the men are going to be over here. And if you're a man, then you can go to the guys, and ladies, you can go to the ladies over here. If you have a prayer need of any kind, these people are here to pray with you according to the Word of God. These are people that have been in the Word and are in the Word. And so they're ready to share, pray according to the Word of God. And so we believe for that, that every need of yours will be met in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's good to see all of you tonight. And I just thank you for being attentive to the Word. I didn't know if any of you would like what I had tonight, but I felt like the Lord had me to share something, and I'm thinking, this is Easter. You know, but you know, the Lord knows what we need. The Lord knows what we need, amen? So I thank you for being attentive. For we got further than I thought we would in my notes. So that thank God for that, amen? And so we pray, praise God for you. We believe for you to have a great week. We've added our faith to yours, pastoral staff. We've added our faith to yours to be overcomers, to have your every need met, that the Holy Spirit live big on the inside of you to help you with every situation. And we thank God for the victory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Shake hands with somebody. Let them know that you're hearing the word in Jesus' name. Now, the connection team, if you'll go to the first time guest and take them to get that wonderful gift that's been prepared for them, we would greatly appreciate that. God bless you for coming.